I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show during the show. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now, to the Rear Admiral, because we're going to get to some emails and we have to talk about this. Someone's talking about this pro-life bill in Florida. And there's a lot of other things coming for California and others, but... The Rear Admiral. Everyone knows the deal. Pete Buttigieg, he was running for president. Bernie Sanders was leading in that crowded Democrat primary that had Doam and Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren and it had all these people. Well, Bernie Sanders is winning. Democrats started to panic, didn't want Bernie Sanders to win. So they did what they always do, and they started buying people off to drop out of the race. Pete Buttigieg, he was bought off with a transportation secretary position. Keep in mind, this is wildly illegal, but it's also very, very common in both parties, Republican and Democrat. You're not allowed to go to your opponent and say, hey, just drop out and you can be my transportation secretary. That's against the law, but they all do it. And you would do it through an intermediary so it would never come back to you. It's not you who does it. Your campaign manager's brother's uncle's dog comes to Pete and says, hey, how about transportation secretary? So that's why Pete is there. He was promised this position, and he's in this position, everyone knows it, just so he can run for president
again. What's the future for Pete Buttigieg after being the secretary of transportation? Have you thought about it?
You know, right now I'm so absorbed in seeking to do a good job in the job that I've got. There's never been a better time to work in transportation because of the funds that we have. But also, there has rarely been as challenging a time. We've seen the most disruptions come at our transportation system since 9/11. Most of them partly or totally related to COVID, affecting everything from container ships.
Yeah, he's mostly focused on being COVID or transportation secretary. This guy doesn't give a crap about being transportation secretary. Get serious. So what is he focused on? What does he want? He wants to be president of the United States of America. And you know how I was warning you about AOC and Katie Porker? I don't think the Rear Admiral can get out of a Democrat primary because he's gay and you have to have the black vote to win a Democrat primary and black people don't vote. You remember when he was hurting so bad with the black voters that he actually got together and drank a 40 out of a brown paper bag. I'm not making that up, that he really did that, trying to appeal. But he understands, he's well aware of this. He understands he needs that vote. You should be worried about Buttigieg. I told you this a long time ago. You can sense a real simmering anger underneath this guy. There's a hate inside of this guy I haven't really seen since Barack Obama. He means it. He really, really has a genuine hate inside of him. But he needs to get out of a Democrat primary. And so he needs the black vote. So he will routinely do some of the worst, cringiest pandering ever.
We've got a crisis when it comes to roadway fatalities in America. We lose about 40,000 people every year. It's a level that's comparable to gun violence. And we see a lot of racial disparities. Black and brown Americans, tribal citizens, and rural residents much more likely to lose their lives, whether it's in a car or as a pedestrian being hit by a car.
I got to tell you, I had no idea how good I had it as a white person out there on the road. Ever since I heard this interview, I've stopped wearing seatbelts. Shoot, I drive around with the doors open. I'm practically invincible just being white and being safe out there on the road, baby. Okay, so obviously you're rolling your eyes and it's stupid. And it is stupid. It's horrible. But everything he does is for power. Everything he does is angling for more power. getting ahead, more power, getting ahead, more power, getting ahead, more power, so on and so forth. Let's get to some emails. Dear Pink Unicorn, it's not nice. I'm not even close to deciding on a GOP candidate for 2024, but the abortion bill DeSantis signed is a big win for him. What I cannot stand is the low-T GOP losers who say this is bad for elections. Lives are at stake. Screw the elections. But let's say that's true for a second, that abortion bans are bad for elections. How long might it take to turn national opinion and be more accepting of the bans like the communists did the other way? His name is Jacob. Yes, I too applaud Heavy D in Florida for passing that bill. And I flatly reject low-T GOP losers like Nancy Mace who run to TV and say things like this.
We need to find a middle ground on this issue, and I have a great pro-life voting record, but some of the stances we've taken, especially when it comes to rape and incest, protecting the life of a mother, it's so extreme. The middle, the independent voters, right of center, left of center, they cannot support us.
We need a middle ground. We need a middle ground. Okay. I'm going to play you a little audio clip. You should know this is a governor, Michelle Lujan. This is a Democrat. Now, you tell me, what's your middle ground with this person?
So nail down for me then, how do you define, because up till now, my understanding is there wasn't a limit on when in a pregnancy a woman could receive an abortion. Have you set any limit on
there are no limits. So for us,
that's very controversial.
It can be. I mean, look, it's the 1% of all abortions, and that's still a sizable number of abortions worldwide.
1% over 21 weeks of pregnancy.
Correct.
No limits. It was put before the United States Senate not long ago, a bill to this effect, and every single Democrat said, you should be able to have an abortion for all 9 months, right up to the moment of birth itself. What middle ground should I find with that, Nancy?
We need to find a middle ground on this issue, and I have a great pro-life voting record. But
what middle ground? Now, to answer your question, this is where the GOP fails so badly. They say this is costing elections. Let's be clear. It is. It is. If you speak poorly about it and speak in the wrong way about it, it'll cost you a bunch of women, including Republican women. It will. But where the GOP fails, what they don't understand is we're not in a next election cycle war. They always act as if we're in the next election cycle. The next election cycle. That's not the kind of war we're in. We're in a cultural war. Culture wins are critically important. They don't show up at the ballot box, and they take time. It's going to take years to shift public opinion back in the correct direction on several things. I mean, we're talking about abortion, but this is several things where we've had decade after decade, year after year of public opinion only going one way, only going to the left. And because the GOP's motto is, this isn't the hill to die on, it's never shifted back the other way. So it's going to take time, and it's going to take losses. But you will notice the communists never hold back because they're worried about it costing them at the polls. Ever. Because they understand, to their credit, there's something bigger at stake here. That if they can win culturally, then that's more important than any short-term electoral win. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and we brought it up briefly on the show. And this is a difficult conversation to have, but it is true. It's one we do need to talk about. Let's talk about ourselves as a people. And this is not probably going to apply to you individually or me, but just ourselves as a people. We talk about limited government. We want government limited. You do and I do. Well, at least I hope you do. I sure do. I want it teeny tiny. If you gave me my way, I'd eliminate pretty much every government agency. Just take an axe to the whole thing. But the win, the real wins that matter, they're not going to be on things that we ban, although I'm totally fine with banning things. It's going to be when we get to a place as a nation where we don't have to ban certain things. We, the people of the United States of America, as we currently are, you know that limited government is not good for us, right? We're not a people who's ready for limited government. I wish we were, but not all governments suit all kinds of people. That's why America's nation building has failed so often overseas. You think you're going to walk into Iraq and make it a republic. They don't even know what a republic is. They don't have any idea how to handle a republic, and soon it degenerates into what it is now. The same violence they've always known. Because the truth is, they were a people, are still a people, built for a strong man to be in charge. You know, like talking like that, because we like to imagine as Americans, everyone's ready for freedom. Everyone wants freedom. Some people shouldn't have freedom. Some people aren't ready for freedom. I wish we were. We're not. It's going to take a long time to get there. You shouldn't have to ban an abortion. That should just be something people don't want. All right. What's coming for California is coming for everybody soon. We'll discuss exactly what that is in just a moment. But let's discuss an easy way, the easiest way I've found to put your money where your morals are. Switching your cell phone company. Because so many other ways, they really are challenging. Okay, I can't watch this. I can't buy that. Is there not? Like my grocery stores in my area, I have two of them, Kroger and HEB. Kroger, they pay for their employees to have abortions. HEB, totally in with the rainbow mob, child drag shows and everything else. So I don't have a grocery option. I have a phone option. I don't have to fund the filth anymore. And it takes me 10 minutes to switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Pick up your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It's the easiest way. Every month you pay your cell phone bill. At least I hope you do. Are you paying the communists to hate you, to spit on you? Pure Talk will save you a pile of money, and it's your values. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's a good song, Chris. Chris, there's another good song I want you to play that I heard on the radio the other day. Now, you wouldn't know it because you're uncultured swine, but that song, Under the Boardwalk, where you, of course you wouldn't know it, Chris. Of course you wouldn't, but it's a good song. And he does this high note in there that I can hear. It's like, under the boardwalk, down by the sea. What, Chris? He sounds basically exactly like that. And it's a really good part. It's a really good song. And he talks about hot dogs there, and the song always makes me crave a hot dog. So I might have some hot dogs tonight. It might be wieners in the Kelly household tonight. You know what it might be? Kraft Mac and Weenies. No better white trash delicacy than Kraft Mac and Weenies. Gosh, I'd love to eat. I'm not even getting to the California news for a second. I need a minute. Let's get through a couple more emails. Jesse or J. Kelly many guns. It wouldn't surprise me at all if the left would try to say the Pentagon leaker was a right-wing MAGA extremist. Coerce him into going along for a lesser punishment. They could easily rig his social media accounts to reflect as much. If this turns out to be the case, you can say the Oracle came up with the idea. God bless America, and please let the bar eat. It's hungry. You know what I was thinking about this weekend when it came to that leaker? We talked a little bit about it last week. Not a bunch, but I was thinking about it this weekend. So we're told this guy is the leaker, right? We're told he's a leaker. They surrounded his house. They arrested him. But let's go back to that little detail, because the devil's in the details, as the saying goes. I came up with that saying, by the way. I did, Chris. Anyway, who's they? I just said they told us he's the leaker. Who told us he's the leaker? The media did. The Pentagon did. All the people who've been lying to us about everything for years now, definitely the last two or three, are the ones who told us that this guy is a leaker. Now, maybe he is. Maybe he's not. That's not my point. I'm not doing a conspiracy theory thing, so don't freak out. But we have to learn to filter everything they tell us through the lens of, these people are more than happy lying to me at all times. Black and white lies. Maybe he is. Maybe he did it. Maybe he didn't. But I think our default position from now on needs to be skepticism, to put it mildly. When someone has lied to you about everything repeatedly, it is their job to earn back your trust. It is not your job to give it over for the good of the nation or whatever else they say. No, no. You've done a lot of lying, and I don't think I'm going to believe anything you say anymore. Maybe that's it. All right, let's get to California. Now, you know what? One more email. Jesse, an impending trip to Iceland caused me to review some menus. As a menu whisperer, I was curious if you ever tried fermented shark. No. His name's Randy, and no, I'm not going to be, I'm not, no, Chris, no. You know, no. Would I try it? Well, he lost me at fermented. Fish sucks bad enough as it is. Now you're fermenting the fish? That doesn't, no, no, no. Jesse, I've been listening with my puppy every night. I'm only 15, but I'm your biggest fan. That is the coolest freaking thing in the world, to know that some 15-year-old kid sits around the radio with his puppy and listens to the show every single night. You know what you deserve, buddy? This is for you, brother. You're my hero.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos Corn Chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos Corn Chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos Corn Chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
California bill com- or California power companies propose to bill electricity partly by income. We've all seen this coming. The people, there are so many people in California who are people. You're listening to the sound of my voice right now in California. Man, the future is ugly. Because they're not going to, remember, the communist takes power, and he does two things. You know what the two things are? He rewards his friends. He punishes his enemies. And so people think that as California lights fire to itself, that they're going to crush all the people who voted for these Democrats. But that's not how it works. They always find a way to punish you. Always find a way. They're not going to look at all the people who vote for them and say, sorry about your power bill. They're going to look at you and say, hey, Whitey, double it up. You got to pay for someone else's. This is why the future is balkanization to states. Get to a state where you can be safe. And that includes you, Washington, even though I love Eastern Washington. Eastern Washington might be the most blood red part of the country. And actually, the truth be told, I love Seattle too for what it was. Seattle, most beautiful city I've ever been to in my life back when I was a kid. I know they've ruined the thing now, the communists have, but I still love Seattle for what it could be. But anyway, Washington. See what's coming for Washington? Buckle up for this one. You ready to move to a red state? You will be after I tell you about this. But first, let's deal with your feet. No, I don't have some weird, creepy foot obsession. Let's deal with the fact that your slippers that hopefully you wear around the house. You know, you still need foot support around the house. Your feet need it. Your knees need it. Your back needs it. Your slippers suck. And you need to get some high-quality slippers. But the problem is, high-quality slippers cost a lot of money. MyPillow's all-season slippers, $149.98. That's not chump change. That's real money. MyPillow knows this, so every so often, it's very rare, they will do a closeout sale like they're doing right now. All-season slippers are $25. That's $120 off. Go MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, cross your fingers and pray they still have your size because they are selling out, as they always do, of many sizes. But if they have your size, now is the time. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're on the road. Truckers, get off your phone. Make a phone call. 800-845-0544. Although I realize I just told you to get off your phone and then I told you to make a phone call. So you know what I mean. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for Under the Boardwalk, Chris. See what I mean? You should have seen Chris's face when he actually heard decent music for the first time ever. I'm expanding your horizons, Chris. I want a boardwalk. I don't know that I want a mansion, but I want a house that's on the water. I love the water. And one day, I might get one. One day, I might get one. But then if I get a house on the water, I'm definitely going to want a boat because I love boats. And I know that boats... No, I know, Chris. I know. See, this is... Chris, we all know you're never getting a boat, all right? You're never spending the money. But I don't want to spend the money either. And I know it's a dumb investment. I know. And everyone I've ever known who's had a boat has told me, don't get a boat. But if I get a house on the water, what if I could have a boat out at the end of the dock? And I could just... A sailing boat, Chris? I'm not going to work. I'm not freaking sailing. Do I look like Magellan? I'm not sailing, Chris. I'm going to get in it and turn it on. Yes, I'm a Marine. I was a Marine in the year 2000, not 1000. I don't want a sailing boat. I want to get in and turn a key, and I want to drive up and down, and me and the wife cruising along. Hey, everyone, look how cool and important I am in my boat. And I'll have sunglasses on, and it'll be awesome. And we'll get the kids behind in one of the inner tube things where they can hurt themselves. That'd be fun. But I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to buy one of those expensive houses on the water. And I'm never going to get a boat. But I want a boat so bad. Every time I go to boat shows and I just walk around and I gawk at them. And I try not to waste the salesman's time because I was in RV sales. And I hate when people do that. Come up and pretend like you're going to buy something and then bail. His time's money. So I'll tell him right away, hey, I'm not buying, but... I want to buy. One day. How much is it, Chris? Well, I looked at one last time. It was like $60,000. They're a lot of money. And I'm not even sure that that was a nice boat. But it looked cool. It was blue and white. And that tells me it's probably high quality, really. It's the colors. Oh, I forgot. I was playing Katie Porker earlier. I'll get to the Washington thing in a moment. Katie Porker was also on Piers Morgan's show talking about Riley Gaines, that swimmer chick from Kentucky. Riley Gaines has been out there saying, hey, it'd be really nice if the dudes would stop competing in women's sports. And Katie Porker had some problems with it. Piers Morgan did pretty well here for himself.
We should be able to have a civil debate. Nobody, including Riley Gaines, who I disagree with strongly, should be
physically... What do you disagree with out of interest?
I think that it should be up to sporting bodies to make the decisions about who and
how
should
compete. What has she said that's actually wrong?
I think that what she has done is try to turn this. We talked about people, you know, becoming, using things to kind of get likes and get clicks.
That's not what she's doing.
It's
I've got no truck for Riley Gaines personally, but all I've seen her do is stand up for women's rights to fairness and equality.
But she
actually competed against Leah Thomas, and it was obviously unfair. Leah Thomas won one of the races in the NCAA championships by 50 seconds against a bunch of biological females who simply couldn't keep up. That cannot be right. It cannot be fair.
That is something that I trust, I think our sporting bodies should be dealing with. And by the way, Riley is speaking up for herself, and that is her prerogative, and I respect her free speech.
I think she's speaking up for pretty much every female athlete in the world.
Hank, Piers Morgan can be an idiot sometimes, but that was pretty good. That's pretty good. Reminds me, you know who that reminds me of, Chris? Me. What? It does. You didn't know I was going to say that, Chris. Don't act like you knew what I was going to say. Anyway, so we're concerned with all the tranny nonsense, obviously. And I'm going to play you something, and this is going to probably be a little bit difficult to hear, but I think it's important. Her name's Chloe Cole. She went through this... surgery stuff, double mastectomy. Well, you'll hear from the audio. She went through a lot. Let's do remember children's lives, futures, happiness. They're at stake for these things because Washington, the state of Washington, they're plotting to secretly remove children from their parents if the parents don't want them to have trans surgery. That's how bad it's getting in blue states. And remember, when one does it, the others do it. So today it's Washington. Tomorrow it's California. The next day it's Oregon. Then it's New York. This is coming, man. Again, the difference is 10 years from now between the red states and blue states. They're going to be stark. But Listen to this person.
So I was put on puberty blockers only about half a year after I had a gender dysphoria diagnosis. And a month or so after that, I was put on testosterone. And this is all the age of 13. So it was very quickly paced. And just 2 years later, after my sophomore year ended, was when I underwent a double mastectomy. It was the only surgery I had, but it was devastating. And the thing that really pulled me out of it was almost a year afterward, when I was taking a psychology class, I was learning about things like parenting and child development. And I came to the realization that it might not be something. Being a parent, being a mother might not be something that I'll be able to experience as an adult. And now that my breasts are gone, I'll never have that special experience of breastfeeding and bonding with my children.
Isn't that the saddest freaking thing you've ever heard in your life? I'm guilty of this as much as anyone else, poking fun at it and whatnot, but isn't that just the most heartbreaking thing you've ever heard? Because of bad guidance, bad doctors, who knows how many bad influences that young lady had in her life. They put that girl under and they mutilated her in a way that will deny her for the rest of her life from being able to experience something in her heart she wants to experience. That's what we're talking about when we talk about these things. It's awful, man. And these blue states, it's going to keep getting worse and worse as they attack the kids and then attack the parents who are trying to protect the kids. That's what's crazy about it is right now these states have been given no incentive to stop the insanity because the ones pushing this stuff, they don't get voted out. Not a single Democrat in Washington is going to get voted out for this crazy stuff. It's called Senate Bill 5599 if you're in Washington and interested in looking it up, or anywhere if you want to look it up. Senate Bill 5599. But they've been given no incentive to stop, so they're not going to stop. And man, when you're a kid too, you are so influenced by the things you see around you, especially by corporate America, by the things you see it now on social media. By the grace of God, we didn't have social media when I was a kid, but these kids are under such societal pressure to do these things. And then when you hear their stories, it's awful. I'm actually interviewing, Ollie London, I believe his name is, on my TV show tonight. I'm right. I have a TV show every night at 9 p.m. Eastern time on DirecTV. And his story, it might even be worse than hers. How many surgeries he's undergone and just the way he just radically disfigured himself and society and social media was pushing him in this way over and over and over again. These are real serious things with real serious victims, and we're not protecting these kids, man. Oh, man, it's sick. All right, we got to move off that. I got to focus on something else. You know what that makes me feel better? It makes me feel better, Chris. It does. You know what else makes me feel better? This woman.
Your experiences are devastating, but the...
Wait. Make sure you listen for the guy who says thank you when she's chewing him out.
Your experiences are devastating, but the problem is that this is a charade to cover up for an abuse of power that they are going around talking incessantly outside of this hearing about Donald Trump. And the purpose of this hearing is to cover up for what they know to be an inappropriate investigation. Now, I look forward, many of you are
in New
York City.
Can I respond to you, please?
No, not right now, because I only have 20 seconds. I'm sorry. But I do
don't
want to
don't insult
talk.
My intelligence. That you're not.
Hang on. The gentleman's time.
I'm not insulting
you. You're trying to insult me like I'm not aware of what's going on here.
Thank you.
Okay?
I'm fully
aware of what's going on here.
Gentlemen, I will suspend. Okay? Gentleman gets another 15 seconds.
Thank you.
That's why I walked away from the plantation of the Democratic Party.
I love this woman. All right, quit. All right, we only have one more segment. We have to talk about this Army trainee. Heart attacks. Discharged. Uh-oh. Hopefully we'll start suing people soon. Some more emails, but first, your dog. I don't want your dog to die. I don't want your dog to get sick. And I don't want those things because I love my dog, Fred. He's a big meathead. He's not currently doing very well because he gets anxiety when someone's gone. And right now my oldest son's gone on a field trip. So Fred's had a rough go of it. But we pour rough greens on Fred's food every morning and every night because I want him to live longer and I want him to live healthier. And I know that the dog food we give him is dead. There's nothing in it. All dog food's that way. But when I give him rough greens, it's not only natural, he's getting antioxidants and omega oils and vitamins and minerals. We're pouring nutrition into that dog, prolonging the length and quality of his life. And they have free bags right now, free Jumpstart trial bags. Go try it for your puppy. Roughgreens.com/Jesse, okay? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Be back with headlines I didn't get to.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I would be remiss before I get to headlines and get to a couple more emails. By the way, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Email all those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Someone did scream at Adam Schiff today, and that's always fun, so I should probably play that
for you.
Of
course, this is not a coincidence at all. Instead, it is the GOP leadership in Congress doing what it has done best for the last 6 years, and that is to act as the criminal defense counsel for Donald J. Trump. Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Capitol Police, gentlemen, will suspend. Capitol Police.
While people are talking about their families being
Capitol Police will remove the gentleman from the audience.
Let me tell you this.
It goes on and on. We don't need to drone it out, but it is kind of funny because who doesn't love to treat Adam Schiff like crap? Let's get to a couple more emails. Jesse, Michael Berry is the subject of the email. I was listening to Michael. He mentioned you, and I was all ears. He said when you were starting in the business, you asked questions and listened, and those are the main reasons you were successful. Well, you see, there are obviously some downsides to being unintelligent like I am. But one of the good parts is if you're aware that you're not intelligent, then what you'll do is you'll ask questions because you know you're not smart enough to do things without that. Yeah, look, Michael Berry's my mentor, and yeah, I asked him a lot of questions. I still call and ask him questions. Hey, I need help with this. I don't understand this. How can I fire Chris? You know, little things like that. Jesse, I hear you talk about all the services, but you don't say anything about the Coast Guard. You know we are proud of what we did. And we also serviced in Vietnam. I serviced from 1967 to 1970. Dude, I'm proud of everyone who services. Remember, if you suffer from low testosterone, speaking of the Coast Guard, if you suffer from low testosterone, Chalk has a male vitality stack for you. Maybe you're in the Coast Guard right now as you listen to the sound of my voice. And you're thinking about, maybe I should have joined the Marines. Well, you need to go get a male vitality stack from Chalk first because we're talking 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. By the time you're 90 days, well, you might need longer. Maybe give it a year. By the time your year is done, you might be ready to join the Marines from there. So go from being Coast Guard to being a Marine. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Ladies, maybe you're in the Coast Guard and thinking about going to be a Marine. CHOQ.com promo code Jesse for a female vitality stack. See, Chris? I'm nice to all of the services out there. All the services. All right. Before I get to headlines I didn't get to, an Army trainee, I'm not going to give out her name. She got COVID vax, had two heart attacks. And now they're kicking her out of the military. And I have had so many people email into this show who have suffered because of that thing. And it's the worst thing in the world because they force so many people to get it. Yeah, you have to get it or you're going to lose your job. You have to get it or your kid can't go to school. You have to get it or you this. Or you have to get it. You have to get it. And I'm not hopeful, but man, do we need a reckoning. We need a reckoning for what they did to us. Do you remember how creepy the propaganda got? how creepy the propaganda got over and over and over again, waterboarding you with all that crap endlessly. You couldn't go anywhere, couldn't see anything without getting barrage vaccinated. Did you get vaccinated? You walk up and down the streets in any major city, it's every billboard, it's this place.
And now,
here's a headline.
Fire, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Why did Wyoming kill school choice? Deep red states often don't act like it, data shows. Well, data shows that, but Daddy Jesse's been telling you this for a very long time. The softest GOPs in the country are the reddest states. If you are in a red state, you need to run for office and get rid of the low-T GOP because they're pillow soft. Most of them are bought off. They don't fight for what you fight for. It's the Republicans in blue states. The Republicans, the few who managed to get elected in blue states, those are the real warriors. The climate lunatics have a new food target. Oh, I forgot to mention this earlier. They're going after rice. About 3.5 billion people survive on rice. 3.5 billion people. Now, who's that guy? Chris, who's that guy on the radio who's been telling you this is a genocidal movement aimed at killing billions, that this movement is more genocidal than Hitler, Stalin, and Mao put together? Who's that guy on the radio? Is it, it's Kelly? It is Jesse Kelly. I think he wrote a book that you can find at jessekellybook.com, Chris. Alien Motherships. Pentagon official floats a theory for unexpected sightings. Look, if aliens were coming down, they would have come down years ago. They're going to take one look at the freaks who live in this country now, and they're just going to move on to a different planet. Montana poised to become the first state with an outright TikTok ban. It's kind of inspiring that the northwestern states, not Washington and Oregon, of course, but Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, they're becoming our reddest states. It's inspiring because we're all going to end up living in the mountains one day. Chris, you better buy a winter coat for those winters, pal. Trans teacher removed from school for allegedly threatening to shoot students. Cops seize guns from the home. Why would you ever allow a teacher in your school who thought it was possible to change their sex? That's not a thing that's possible. You don't have to abide that. You don't have to sit and just accept that. You don't have to cheer for these people. You don't have to tell them, well, it's just a choice. No. Look, if it's a personal choice, fine, but you have to make allowances that this person lives in an alternate reality, and so there are things this person shouldn't be allowed to do. Like, oh, I don't know, watch your children. U.S. doubts the ability to detect early warnings for a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. It's really going to be interesting and horrific when China does invade Taiwan, and we have to sit and wait with bated breath to see what we're going to do. Do we just let China have it? Which that's not good, right? Because we have all those vital chip manufacturers over there. Or do we step in and try to stop them? Because then that's World War III and we're talking naval battles and all that's pretty much horrible. Just basically horrible. But you know what isn't horrible?
We're changing people's lives
on this show. Now you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will be back tomorrow to do it again. And then I know you're going to find this shocking. I'm coming in on Wednesday too. And Thursday. And you know what? Friday too. We're going to work 5 days this week. So it'll be backbreaking, but we're going to do it. That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.